Pod Quiz 1013. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1013. We have a guest host this week. Jason will be taking on round 4 a little bit later on.
Round 1.
We start this week with an annual anthems music round. You're going to hear 4 pieces of music, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And number 5 is the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Question 1.
Or was it for real? Damn sure. What was the deal? A pretty girl at 24. So is she cute?
She couldn't wait.
Cinnamon queen.
Let me update.
What did she say?
She said she loved to rendezvous. She asked me what we were gonna do. Some stuff with a bottle of Moët for
Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
Question 2.
One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate.
Question 3.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. She doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story.
Question 4.
I have a boyfriend, and he brings it, and he'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth. He lives on my block, and he drives an IROC.
Question 5.
So yes, I need the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on fictional journalists.
Question 6.
Clark Kent, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen all worked for which newspaper?
Question 7.
Kent Brockman is the news anchor in which animated TV series who once said, "And I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords."
Question 8.
Which character in The Gilmore Girls is an aspiring journalist? Lorelai Gilmore? Rory Gilmore? Or Suki St. James?
Question 9.
Peter Parker, a photojournalist working for the Daily Bugle, is the alter ego of which superhero?
Question 10.
Which of the 4 friends in Sex and the City is a columnist for the New York Star?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on transport. For each of the following 5 questions, you will hear the sound made by a particular mode of transport. And for each vehicle, I would like you to tell me how many wheels it has. Obviously, I am only interested in wheels that are in contact with the ground, not steering wheels or anything like that.
Question 11. Question 12. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. Round 4.
Okay, I'll hand you over to Jason for a round on hippos.
Thanks so much, James, for allowing me to do a guest round on the Pod Quiz show. I want to wish the happiest of birthdays to my partner, Mo. I really, really love doing trivia quizzes with you, and I'm so excited to do many more. On to the questions.
Question 16.
What does the name hippopotamus mean in Greek?
Question 17.
What do hippos primarily eat?
Question 18.
What are the closest living relatives of hippos?
Question 19.
For how long can hippos hold their breath underwater? 3 minutes? 5 minutes or 7 minutes?
Question 20.
In which South American country were hippos introduced by a drug lord in the 20th century?
It's time for some music. Jason and I will be back in 4 minutes with the answers after Breaking News by Krestovsky.
Sleep within.
Now, the answers.
Number one was 7 Days by Craig David. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this guy on Monday. Number two was One More Time by Daft Punk. One more time. Number three was Miss Jackson by Outkast. When I call you, sorry, Miss Jackson. Number four was Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus. And the year was the year 2000.
Round two.
Round two was on fictional journalists, and the answer to number seven, Clark Kent, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen all worked for the Daily Planet. Number seven, Kent Brockman is the news anchor in The Simpsons. Number eight, the character from the Gilmore Girls who is an aspiring journalist is Rory Gilmore. Number nine, the alter ego of photojournalist Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And number 10, the character in Sex and the City who is a columnist is Carrie Bradshaw.
Round three.
Round three was the audio round on transport, and for each of these vehicles I needed you to tell me the number of wheels. Number 11 was a jet ski that has 0 wheels. Number 12 was a car with 4 wheels. Number 13 was a motorbike with 2 wheels. Number 14 was a pair of roller skates with 8 wheels in total. And number 15 was an auto rickshaw or tuk-tuk with 3 wheels.
Round four.
Over to Jason for the answers.
Question 16. Hippopotamus means river horse in Greek. Question 17. Hippos mostly eat grasses. Question 18. Hippos' closest living relatives are whales and dolphins. Question 19. Hippos can hold their breath for around 5 minutes. Question 20. Hippos were introduced to Colombia by Pablo Escobar. Thanks again, James, for allowing me to do the round.
Thanks, Jason, and happy birthday, Monique. That's it for Pod Quiz 1013. We have a couple of messages before we go, though. Happy birthday, Caroline Lucinda, with love from the Professor. And to Willie and Charlie from the Prairie to the Crew Room, there's no better Rusty Bucket trivia team members. Love the Donkeys, Doug, Butterfinger, Indigo, and the rest. I'll speak to you next week. Bye now.